Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
The average American household creates more than 11 pounds of garbage every day. The cereal boxes, the yard clippings, the empty bottles of laundry detergent, they all add up to create a mountain of waste, 262 million tons of it across the country each year. But what if that number got closer to zero? Could it? Bea Johnson is trying. She joins us now from Marin County, California. She's author of Zero Waste Home, The Ultimate Guide to Simplifying Your Life by Reducing Your Waste. Bea, welcome to Here and Now.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
I've seen pictures of you holding a small glass jar with trash inside it. Is that really the totality of the garbage that your household creates every year?
It sure is, and we've been doing so since 2008, and it's really not as complicated as people might think it is.
So how in the world do you do that?
It's all about following my methodology of five rules. The first one is to refuse what we do not need. So we've simply learned to say no to promotional freebies, junk mail, samples, free gifts, or swag bags. The second rule of a zero waste lifestyle is to reduce, and that means letting go of all the things you do not truly use or need in your home. When you let it go, you make it available to the community, and it boosts the secondhand market, which is very important for the future of zero waste. Mm-hmm. The third rule is to reuse, and we reuse by having swapped anything that is disposable for a reusable alternative. So we've swapped paper towels for rags, paper napkins for cloth ones. There is really a reusable alternative on the market for anything that is disposable. And we also buy secondhand if we need to buy something. Now, the fourth rule is to recycle, but it's to recycle only what we cannot refuse, reduce, or reuse. So at the end of the day, the zero waste lifestyle does not encourage you to recycle more but less by preventing waste from coming into your home in the first place, and that's done with my first 3 years.
Well, I was going to ask you, are you completely plastic-free then, or are you okay with sending some products to the recycling bin when you're done with them? Does that count?
There is one recurring piece of plastic that goes in there, and that's my husband's contact lens solution.
Uh-huh.
He has very bad eyes, so he needs to wear contact lenses and glasses on top. But this is something that he has to purchase. Mm. And indeed, when you adopt a zero-waste lifestyle, your plastic consumption is extremely reduced.
The fifth R, I believe, is rot, which would be composting, correct?
Yes, that's right.
Okay, so that's a key part of this as well. But why are you doing this? Like, were you ever just like the rest of us who just tossed their trash into the garbage can?
Of course I was. I did not grow up this way. I came to the U.S. as a French au pair a long time ago. But I adopted the American way of life and with all the disposables that it comes with it and the overconsumption. But over time, I felt something was dying inside of me. It was not really bringing me any joy to be consuming so much. And I also missed the life that we had known in the big European cities that we had lived in. We had lived in London, Paris, Amsterdam, where we were used to walking and biking everywhere. So we decided to relocate to be closer to a town so we could have amenities within walking or biking distance. During that year that we discovered the advantages of a simple life. Mm. All of a sudden, we had more time for friends, family, etc. And it's thanks to that simplicity that we also found time to read books and watch documentaries on environmental issues, which made my husband and I sad thinking about the future that we as parents were creating for our children, and that's what gave us the motivation to change.
Can we do something of a lightning round here? I want to learn more about your techniques. So quickly, on each one of these, how do you handle buying big ticket items like appliances or electronics?
We only buy really what needs to be replaced. And if that breaks, then we get it repaired. I've had my stove repaired 11 times. And actually, it was a nightmare to get it repaired because after those 11 times, it dawned on me that maybe it was the repairman that was not good. So, he kept saying that it was my machine, but then we changed the repair company and then that guy came once and we haven't had a problem since.
You mentioned your husband's contact solution, but what about other toiletries, cosmetics, things like toothpaste?
There are some items that we've simply realized we didn't need. For example, shampoo, shaving cream, conditioner. We use a bar of soap. It's not a shampoo bar of soap. It's not a special bar of soap. It's just a generic type bar of soap that we use to wash our hair, our faces, our bodies. And my husband and the kids also use it to shave. So it's one product that has eliminated four others.
Going out to eat.
Well, we believe that buying is voting, just as eating out is voting. If you go to a fast food restaurant, it's a way for you to invest your money in those businesses. It's a way for you to say that you're okay with disposables and you wish of a world filled with disposables. And of course, more disposables will be created. So when we eat out, we choose a restaurant that is sit down, that serves real food on real plates with real flatware in real glasses.
What about presents around the holidays or birthdays?
That's an easy one. We give the gift of experiences instead of things. And it's important to also ask your friends and family to give you the gift of experiences, be proactive on that and let them know early on that you've adopted a zero-waste lifestyle and that you no longer accept the gift of stuff.
Well, aside from the presents, how do you get your kids on board with something like this? Because it sounds like that might be a challenge.
Well, kids have very simple needs. And as long as those needs are met, they're happy. It's actually the parents that complicate those needs. The kids don't have credit cards. It's the parents that do. The parents are the ones that consume and buy the brands and, will buy whatever the kids are asking. And we actually were 6 months into it with an unpackaged pantry when I realized that my kids had not noticed that we were zero waste. It's not zero waste is not a term that we had been using. It's just that I adopted a simpler lifestyle in our household. I was the one bringing the totes and jars to the grocery store. And I realized that zero waste is more what you do outside the house. It's the person that consumes for the household that has the choice to, one, either not consume, or two, consume differently by buying food unpackaged or the necessity secondhand. And since I was the one making those decisions, zero waste actually went completely unnoticed.
What does this mean for your budget? Does it cost more to live this way?
No, it's actually quite amazing. We've found that we're saving 40% on our overall budget. This is due to the fact that, one, we consume way, way, way less than before. And if we buy something, it's only to replace what needs to be replaced. And when we buy that replacement, we buy it secondhand, which obviously costs less. But we also buy our food unpackaged. When you buy something that is packaged, 15% of the price or more is going to cover the cost of the packaging. So when you buy unpackaged, you make automatic financial savings. But best of all, we've replaced anything that is disposable for a reusable alternative. So that means that we're no longer throwing our money away. The savings are such that they've allowed us to install solar panels on our roof and a gray water system, which reuses the water from the showers and washes. So zero waste is a gift that keeps on giving.
Wow. I've been on the road touring landfills and trash incinerators and talking to people about managing the mountains of waste that cities around the world create every single day. It is such a vast and complicated problem. Do you feel like you living like this really makes a difference?
We've shown that it makes a difference. When we started, the term zero waste was only used to describe waste management practices at a city level. It was also a term used in the manufacturing world, but it was not a term used to describe something you do at home. But yet when I saw that term, it gave me a goal. But there were no books, no blogs, no guide on how to eliminate trash at home. So I had to test a lot of things. We tested a lot of extremes, but eventually we found a balance that worked for us. But, when we first exposed our lifestyle to mainstream, we just got hammered with criticism because people did not know what zero waste meant. Now, of course, it's a term that has gone mainstream, but back then it wasn't. So people said it was disgusting what we were doing to our children because we were depriving them of the good life because we were not taking them to, the fast food restaurant.
Wow.
And people laughed at us and they said, well, what you do doesn't matter. You're just one family. You won't change anything. Well, we've proven them wrong. Over time, we've been able to inspire a global movement.
If somebody listening to this is not willing or not able to go as far as you have with your family, but they still kind of want to cut back on some of the waste in their lives, what is the first thing that you would recommend?
Of course, we don't expect anyone to, and I'm not even here to tell anyone to live this way. We're only here to talk about experience. If it inspires people, great. If it doesn't, too bad. But it's I think it's very important to adopt change in a sustainable manner, meaning that whatever change you adopt, you have to see yourself doing it for life, because then that's when it becomes a lifestyle. You can go grocery shopping with a kit of reusables very easily. It might be weird at first to get a weird look, but I explain my whole technique in the book. You don't look at them in the eyes when you present your jar at the meat counter for the first time. Just pretend as if you've done this your whole life and they won't turn you down. It's foolproof.
Bea Johnson, author of Zero Waste Home, the ultimate guide to simplifying your life by reducing your waste. She can fit all of the garbage she's created in her home over the course of a year in a glass jar. Bea, thanks for sharing your story with us.
Thank you.